More now on President Bush's choice of Paul Wolfowitz to lead the World Bank, the International Development Organization. Sebastian Malaby, who is an editorial writer for The Washington Post, wrote The World's Banker, a book about the man Wolfowitz would succeed, James Wolfensohn, and also the institution that he led. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
And first, in a nutshell, how would you describe what the World Bank is or does?
It's the biggest organization in the world that is tasked with the job of reducing poverty globally.
And what experience does Paul Wolfowitz bring to that task?
Well, he has one strength, which is that he's actually worked in a developing country. He was ambassador to Indonesia, and so he's had to grapple firsthand with a society that was, at the time, making quite fast strides against poverty, but at the same time had some of the problems, especially corruption, which can undo development.
And what ideas does he bring, either from that experience or his more recent work at the Pentagon, to this new post, do you think?
Well, the central idea with which Paul Wolfowitz is most identified is the push for freedom, the use of American power to spread freedom in an idealistic way, some would say a utopian way. And if he tried to bring that untranslated to the World Bank, we would have a significant problem. Because the World Bank's most successful clients, the biggest stories of poverty reduction in the last generation, have been countries like China and Vietnam, not exactly democracies, and the World Bank cannot disengage from the poverty-fighting mission.
You mean that to date it has not been a feature of the World Bank, that it would assume political development, political democracy, must be a feature of third-world development?
That's right. One of the big changes in the last 10 years under Jim Wolfensohn has been to inch into political subjects, for example, to talk about corruption, which had been taboo and is now on the agenda, to talk about transparency of institutions. So there's been some encroachment on the political terrain, but not very much, and it certainly cannot be the case that the World Bank should make democracy front and center in its mission.
You mentioned something that James Wolfensohn did or introduced to the thinking at the World Bank. How much influence can a president of the World Bank have over the institution?
Well, it's amazing how much influence he can have. The World Bank has a board consisting of the shareholder governors, which meets all the time, I mean, twice a week, and then informally on other days. And you would have thought that the governments would be sort of constraining the mission. But in practice, the last 10 years have shown how a really determined president can win just about every battle in terms of setting the agenda for the World Bank.
Could Paul Wolfowitz win a battle over introducing freedom and democracy as principles of World Bank loans?
I think if he went around the world making speeches about freedom and democracy, nobody could stop him. And if he sent the signal to his staff that freedom and democracy should be a major criterion in allocating money, it would also be hard to stop him.
And is it an institution that operates by consensus, that must acknowledge what are the opinions of the countries that, say, would consistently vote against the U.S. and the General Assembly of the U.N. might think?
Not really, but what there is there's, you know, a staff, which is an entrenched staff of long-time professionals who've been there before this president arrived and will be there after this one leaves. And they have significant powers of bureaucratic foot-dragging. And if they don't want to move with the new president's agenda, you can then get a clash between the leader and the institution.
What do you think is the likelihood that the European members of the World Bank board might object to Paul Wolfowitz as somebody who would be too closely associated with the Iraq war policy, which they objected to?
Well, I know that President Bush has been making personal calls today precisely to head off that danger. But I think at the end of the day, the Europeans will not invest political capital in fighting this battle.
Sebastian Malaby, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Sebastian Malaby, who is an editorial writer for The Washington Post, is also the author of The World's Banker, which was a book about the World Bank, and James Wolfensohn, the outgoing president of the bank.